Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Ditch the crib or keep the crib to 51551. I can tell you efforts are ongoing to find a new location for Dublin's live animal Christmas crib and to rescue the popular attraction after the City Council took the decision to cancel it this year. Since it was first introduced in 1995 outside the mayor's residence, the life-size stable has had donkeys and goats and sheep drawing in large crowds each and every year. However, the Lord Mayor Caroline Conroy has decided to remove it and has plans for a different attraction on the grounds this year. The Green Party councillor says she wants to create a Christmas winter wonderland that would be more inclusive and more interactive. Well, Fionn Sherlock's family in Enniskerry in County Wicklow have been the farmers supplying the animals for the live crib since its inception 27 years ago. And Fionn Sherlock joins me now on the line. You're very welcome, Fionn.
Thanks very much. Thank you very much for having us. I'm very happy to come on here and talk about this. Thank you.
There is huge reaction to on text, and I'll bring you some of those in just a second. What is your reaction, though?
Yeah, like my mom called me yesterday to say she got a call from the IFA, and I proceeded to answer the question by what date are we starting this year? And she said, Fionn, did you not hear what I said? And I said, no, I thought you said what date we're starting. She said, no, the crib isn't going ahead this year. And it was a bit of a pause. And because we'd only been just talking there a couple of weeks ago that we managed to work the live animal crib during the COVID there for the last 2 years. And I even said, there'll be nothing stopping us this year. We're on the right side of that. And I'm still in shock, to be honest with you. I was very surprised.
So yeah. You've received no official notification?
No, just in fairness to Niall Madigan, the head of the IFA, who we deal with every year, he was shocked himself that he got a phone call yesterday, and he just was in touch with my mom yesterday. And that's, as I said, that's the only notification we've got. Sure, we were getting, I was only saying to my mom last week that we may get the animals ready, like, you know, for November comes real quick, and then the next thing, we normally start the second week in December.
Well, I'll tell you, as of now, they'll be staying in Enniskerry, Fionn. So tell me, what do you make of what the Lord Mayor is saying? She wants something different, she said, more interactive this year, more inclusive.
Yeah, look, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Like, I think it speaks for itself. Did you hear such an uproar over, like, you know, and it's only been such a short space of time. Like I think anyone that's in around Dublin, around Dawson Street, Stephen's Green, there's always a great buzz around the live animal crib. Like, the animals are always well looked after. Like there's the same families coming back for years there.
But it's not interactive, she says. She says, yeah, the experience is to walk in one end of the shed, view the animals, and then walk out.
Yeah, so I heard that on the radio there earlier on. We had a sheet of Perspex put up during the COVID for the last 2 years, just to kind of limit the touching of the animals and different things, you know. And we had obviously cleaning crews come in. But the COVID restrictions have eased. That can be removed. The old entrance for the crib can be like that. The stables they're both there to facilitate. That can be changed. It's only a matter of ringing the man that's setting up the stables. That's not a big thing. And I'd say there would be a lot of children and a lot of people disappointed if it doesn't go ahead.
What animals had you been preparing to bring this year?
Yeah, so every year we bring one donkey, one goat who've been doing the crib for the last 10 years. It's every year I bring them in, they know the drill. And then there's two sheep there. We pick off two lambs every year. We bring in two small lambs every year with them as well. So there's four animals all together.
The same donkey and goat actors every year for the last 10 years.
It's every year. And like I said, the animals, they're very, like, you know, it's a day out for them. And like, I know people have their own opinions. It's cruel. It's this, it's that. The animals are very well looked after. The local vet always inspects the animals prior to them going into the animal crib. They're certified, they're safe to travel. They're brought in there from 11 o'clock in the morning. They come home at 5 o'clock every evening, and they're brought home to the farm here in Enniskerry. And that goes on for the guts of 9 days, all the run up to Christmas Eve.
In fairness to the Lord Mayor, she did say they were well looked after. All right. She just said she wants to try something different. I don't know if she'll review this now. Let me give you a taste, Fionn. Are you thin skinned or thick skinned?
Oh, sure. Thick enough skin. I'm an auctioneer by trade, so you want thick skin.
It's the donkey and the goat, thin or thick skin. Let me read you a few texts here. I'm an atheist, says this listener, and I say keep the crib. One more. I think the Lord Mayor is right. It's time for something new outside the Mansion House. Angela in Tipperary says, Scrooge comes to mind, Cormac. It's been in place for over 20 years. It's loved by all. It needs to be reversed and put to a public vote, says Angela, who's calling for a referendum on the crib. A listener says, Christmas has long been a secular holiday. The idea of a municipal crib is outdated. The Lord Mayor says Jackie is making a very big mistake getting rid of the live crib. It's part of a Dublin Christmas. After the last two COVID Christmases, we want our traditional Dublin Christmas back again, says Jackie. One more from Geraldine Rooney in Dublin 15. I brought my children, who are now adults, every year. How sad that this decision made by one individual will upset so many. Visiting the crib has been part of the family's Christmas tradition. She needs to rethink and consult Dubliners, says Geraldine. Tell me this, Fionn. Would you be happy to meet with the Lord Mayor and try and incorporate the live crib or the animals into this Christmas
course,
winter
definitely.
Wonderland
and
she wants
to
create?
On the fam, on the... Yeah. They're saying there wouldn't be a whole lot of room, but there's plenty of room there if you wanted to include different activities. Like, as I was saying, the whole history of the crib, like, it's been in the family, as you mentioned, since 1995. My grandfather's brother, Joe Gallagher, started it off in 1995. And my grandfather would have taken it over and I would have been in there since I'm 7 or 8 years of age every Christmas. Like, there's no Christmas in our family where, like, the crib is the start of Christmas all the way to Christmas Eve. It's a tradition since I can't remember a Christmas where there was no animal crib.
You sound very young to me. What
definitely
age?
Something I would definitely be willing to.
Would you? What age are you, Fionn?
I'm 26 now, so the crib is running longer than I am.
Oh,
so
Christ.
It is, yeah.
So you can't remember a Christmas. So here it is. Now, there's one side of an offering here. You'd be willing to meet with the Lord Mayor to see if you can incorporate the live crib into this new Christmas, inclusive, interactive Christmas winter wonderland. Let us see if Lord Mayor Caroline Conroy will take you up on that offer and appease an awful lot of listeners who are texting our programme. Fionn, you're a great fellow for taking the call. Thank you very much indeed. That's Fionn Sherlock, farmer who supplies the animals and his family have been doing so for an awful long time, for longer than Fionn is alive. Look, that's Fionn Sherlock. Thank you very much indeed. You can continue texting to 51551 and we'll see if the Lord Mayor is listening and wants to respond to Fionn's offer.